The title of this artwork is Water Dragon. The artist is Judy Watson. It is a painting with acrylic and charcoal on unstretched canvas. It is unframed and there are loose threads frayed around the edges. The artist made this work in 2011. It is a rectangle 2.12 metres high by 1.59 metres wide and pinned against a leaning display stand. The artwork documents the Brisbane River during the 2011 floods. The artist's personal experience of finding her West End studio threatened by floodwater inspired this work. The background of this painting is a bright blue. Covering the entire background are small, wavy and swirling black flecks. There are thin, wavy lines on top in charcoal. These lines intersect and are net-like in appearance. The artist has traced a section of the river and floodlines around West End and surroundings onto the canvas. The river, which is cream in colour, winds its way up the centre of the artwork and bends down sharply in the top corner on your left-hand side, and then off to the left edge of the painting. Either side of the river are irregular, jagged shapes and tendrils of the floodlines, representing the land masses that flooded. The outlines are in a thick red ochre colour with a lighter ochre between. The paint is thin and the colours bleed and merge at the edges, with the blue behind showing through in some places. In addition, there are two separate jagged masses that go off the edges. They are just above the bottom corner on your left-hand side and along the middle edge of the painting on your right. The shape on the right has a thick, semi-transparent outline in ochre orange around it. The bold reds contrast against the blue and the winding lines create movement. The irregular geographic shapes look like creatures to the artist, including the water dragon. In creating this work, she discovered that there is an Aboriginal ancestral figure named Majil the Water Dragon from this region. The title of the artwork references this. Along the base of the work are small black and white triangles on the left, rectangular columns on the right, and sharp lines going up and down over both. The white shapes are along the top. The black shapes are below and are a mirrored version of the white shapes, like a reflection. These symbols represent statistical data, including bar charts and line graphs. They show the financial markets on the date the floodwaters peaked, communicating how natural disasters impacted our geography, society, and economy at the time. Watson's work acknowledges and builds upon the earliest histories of the area. She references the lagoons and an Aboriginal walking path along the river, where Montague Road now is. The 2011 floodwaters submerged this road and came very close to her studio. She's interested in the memory and power of water as it follows the topography of the land and ignores urban development. Judy Watson is a Wanyi artist from Mundaberra, Queensland, born in 1959. She lives and works in Brisbane. She uses printmaking, drawing, painting and installation to explore themes relating to her heritage. Watson's matrilineal family was from Wanyi country in northwest Queensland. Her people are known as the Running Water People because of the water located on their country. In this way, Judy often references water throughout her works. She also draws on archival materials that highlight the systemic discrimination against First Nations people in Australia. This artwork was purchased with donations from Gardens Art Challenge 2017 for the Museum of Brisbane collection.